Hey, how you doing? How are you? How you been? It's Coach Marie here, and I want to personally welcome you back to the Unstuck Podcast. You're about to listen to the latest episode, and I hope you enjoy. All right, guys, welcome back. So happy Wednesday, happy hump day. For those of you who, you know, have subscribed and regularly listen, you know that usually, you know, we upload the next episode on a Tuesday, okay? But it's Wednesday and God is still good and here we go. So today we're going to be talking about investing in yourself. All right, you deserve it and you need it, child. Okay, because I see too much of a pattern of two things. One, we either invest too much outside of ourselves while neglecting ourselves, okay, and really setting us up for failure. Or two, we talk. It's all trendy on social media, especially on Twitter, to talk about investing in yourself and pour into yourself, but then we don't do it. It's not translating, okay? Next week, we're talking about something else, and we forgot about the other thing, and we've gone back into regularly scheduled programming. That's really not good for us and not good for how we want to serve others in the long term, okay? So before we get started, let me ask you to think about something. I want you to think about how much you pour into other people, how much you bless them, how much you give up for them, how much you're there for them, okay? How much you sacrifice for them, how much you support them. Did I say that? I don't know. It's important enough to say twice if I did. Now I want you to think about how much of that energy, how much of that effort, how much of that compassion, how much of that love, how much of that understanding makes it back to you? I want you to really think about that. Okay? Now, let me ask you some questions because it's super important. Some of us, we think we invest in ourselves and we really don't. Some of us, we think that we care for ourselves, right? Because self-care is a form of self-investment. We think we invest in ourselves, we think we care for ourselves, but we really don't. And it's showing up in the fruit of our lives. So let me ask you these questions so you can figure out, okay, do I need to invest in myself more? Am I investing in myself at all? Okay. Am I talking a big talk and not walking the walk? Okay. Question number one, do you know how to say no without feeling guilty? Okay. Question number two, do you know your personal priorities and needs? And do you consistently take care of them? All right, question number three, have you found the balance between caring for others and making sure that you're taken care of? All right, question number four, and I want you to really be thinking about the answer to these. Write them down if you need to. Do you feel confident and grounded in who you are despite what others say? Despite whatever life might throw at you. All right. And question number five, have you finally quit the self-sabotage train? Now, if your answer to any of these questions is no, then there is a deficit. There is a problem. And it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. But we got to be honest about it first. You guys know me. We got to be honest, okay? It's okay. But if the answer to any of these questions is no, then there's a deficit. And you either need to start investing in yourself for real, you know, caring for yourself really, or the quality of how you invest and care for yourself, the quality, the consistency really needs to improve. All right, this is just so important because if you don't learn to invest in yourself, you'll end up finding that you don't have anything left to pour out. While you yourself, you're feeling empty, you're feeling used. And honestly, a lot of times you end up feeling resentful, bitter, okay? Because you're not meant to just pour while you rot. Okay, so let's talk about what does it actually mean to invest in yourself. This is the way that I like to define it, okay? This is just my thing, you know what I'm saying? But to me, investing in yourself means to pour into yourself, to build up yourself. especially in a way that positions yourself for success. Now, when we say success, it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, money, business success, but all around, wholesomely, okay, setting yourself up, positioning yourself for success so that you win, so that you succeed, so that you're happy, so that you're peaceful, so that you're whole, okay, so that you're not at a deficit. All right. And honestly, when I say this, I know that some people are thinking about this, especially if you're a believer listening to it and you're like, oh, but what about other people? Listen, investing in your, you know, and you don't want to be selfish. And that's fantastic, because the thing is, investing in yourself does not mean that you're treating other people or you're seeing other people as less than. In fact, it really helps you appreciate and honor other people more, because you know what it takes to really invest in yourself. Investing in yourself, it doesn't mean that you got to completely stop everything that you're doing for other people. I mean, come on, as believers, we are literally called to serve. But what it does mean is that now you also treat you like you matter too. Okay, we need the balance. 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 Okay. Because the Lord himself said to treat others more importantly than you, to serve. But did you see him walking around on the earth treating himself like he was dirt? No, he was very confident and grounded in who he was, even as he served, even as he washed the feet of another person. He knew who he was, and he was about his Father's business. He invested in himself. Okay, the word speaks for us, for itself. He took time out to pray. He did the things that he needed to do. He fasted, okay? He obviously kept his heart in check. He submitted himself. He did the things that he needed to do to invest in himself, to make sure that he could fulfill the purpose that he needed to fulfill while also serving. And I would argue that it made him a better servant. That's just me. That's just me. That's just me. That's just me. I would argue that it made him a better servant. Okay. Because let me tell you what happens when you neglect investing in yourself. All right. It has an impact on the quality of how you care for others. All right. I hear people say all the time, you know, I'm nicer to other people than I am to myself, or I'm always sacrificing for other people. And I just let myself have whatever. And they almost kind of use it as a badge of honor. What they do for others while simultaneously neglecting themselves. Okay. There's a difference between doing for others and taking care of yourself, and doing for others with the consequence of neglect of self. Okay, almost like, I don't care about me, it's all about you. There is a way that I care about me, and I really care about you too. Okay, but let me tell you the impact that it has on the quality of caring for other people. It's not a badge of honor, okay? Because I would argue that that quality with which you care for, sacrifice, give to, always there for, always supporting other people, I would argue that the quality is not that good. I really, 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 really would. What's your heart like while you're doing that and you're over there rotting? Okay, because I know what it's like when I used to be codependent and I used to have this problem. Okay, I know what it's like to neglect yourself, to pay yourself dust, as I like to say. Treat yourself like you're not important, you're not worthy, you're not good enough. It doesn't matter when it comes to you, you know. And then when you go out and you're doing other nice things for other people, there's an agenda, there's a motive, or there is like almost sometimes a level of resentment behind the scenes. It's like, if I never sacrifice for or invest in myself, but I'm always showing up for you, I'm always sacrificing my last for you. Behind the scenes, oftentimes I'm looking for you to reciprocate, but not in a healthy way. I'm counting the cost, okay? I'm keeping tabs. Oh, you remember when I did this for you? But when you needed this, I was there. Oh, I'm always doing this and you never da 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 da. You see, it comes from a place of lack. Because you're not meeting your own needs, you begin to look for someone else to meet those needs for you. And a lot of times that shows up in the pattern of codependent behavior. Okay, because instead of me meeting my needs and doing what I have to do to take care of me, especially emotionally, I began to almost manipulatively try to get you to do it for me by sacrificing and doing the things I'm supposed to be doing for me for you. That is a very dangerous game to play. And a lot of times you'll hear a lot of people who do what are supposed to be amazing things. Sacrificing for others, always showing up for others, always being there, giving their last, would give the shirt off their back. But you hear a lot of these people speak about how they do these things with frustration, with resentment, with a chip on their shoulder. And that lets me know when I hear things like that, that there is a deficit within self. And there's something that you're trying to achieve or you're trying to accomplish, or you're just trying to obtain by giving what's supposed to be at home out. All right, you're looking for other people to do for you what you need to do for you, and there's lack there. And then when other people don't show up the way that you want them to, or respond the way that you want them to, or respond the exact same way that you do, there is a huge problem, a bigger problem than normal. Because it's running so much deeper for you because of the deficit of self, okay? This is so important because especially as believers, look, God is not concerned with all of the things that you can list that you did. Okay, let's look at even the passages of scripture in the Bible where, you know, they were like, when it said, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, you know what I'm saying? And they're not going to get into the kingdom of heaven. And they're going to be like, okay, but I did this in your name. I did that in your name. I fed the sick. I healed the you know, I fed the hungry. I healed the sick. I had conferences, you know, I was preaching and all this stuff. I did all of these things to sacrifice and to serve. And God is like, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I don't know you. Look at that. What does that tell you? The heart. You did all this stuff, but what was your heart like with me? It was not there. It was not where it needed to be. You didn't really know me. We weren't really intimate. We didn't really have a relationship, okay? And the same goes for investing in yourself, forfeiting investing in yourself and taking care of yourself in order to quote unquote serve others. Because like I just said, the quality is compromised when there's a lack in self. Because a lot of times you got a hidden motive, you got a hidden thing going on. So you're not even really serving others. You're still serving yourself, but you're being crafty with it, okay? And again, this is so important because God looks at the heart. The Bible says that man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. You remember when Samuel rolled up in there looking for who God said he was going to anoint as the next king? And he saw one of those sons, okay? If you haven't heard the story of David, go read your Bible. And he saw one of those sons that looked like a king and he looked real good. And he said, oh yeah, this is definitely the one. And God said, I'm paraphrasing, but God said, don't be looking at him like that because I have rejected him. Listen, God looks at the heart. So you may be saying, oh, I always give up for everybody. I'm always there for everybody and they're not there for me. I'm always giving my last. I'm always supporting everyone. I'm always the listening ear. I'm always the strong friend. But what is your heart while you're doing those things? Because a lot of the times when there's a lack in self and you don't care for yourself, you don't respect yourself, you don't appreciate yourself, you don't invest in yourself, you begin to do these other things out of obligation, out of codependency, out of impure motives, and that matters. How long do you think you're going to be able to keep that up, okay, with your cup empty and you still trying to pour? What are you pouring? And that's why I argue that you actually cannot pour from an empty cup. Like people say, you know, you could try. But what are you really pouring? Are you really pouring from the cup you think you're pouring from? I don't think you are. And I think that if you got still and you really thought about it, okay, if I don't really have nothing left for me, where am I getting this from that I'm supposedly giving to you? And it'll humble yourself real fast, child, because you'll realize that, okay, I really got to handle this deficit, this lack in myself. I really do. Like, I'm not happy. I'm not fulfilled. I'm not satisfied. I'm resentful. I'm a little bitter, if I can be honest about it. You know, I'm doing things out of obligation. We on the phone. I don't even want to be here. Like, really think about the impact. It's not just okay that you don't invest in yourself and you pay yourself dust while you show up every other kind of way for everybody else. All right, it's not just okay. So now that we're talking about how important it is, let me give you 8 key areas where you really need to invest in yourself. You really need to make it a priority, okay? The first one is mentally. Get your mind right. Okay. Invest in yourself mentally. Okay. Learn something new, or those things that you really need to learn that you keep, you know, skating the corners, cutting the corners. Learn that skill, you know, learn how to really do what it is you faking that you know how to do, you know, stimulate yourself mentally, read more, and not just scrolling through social media. Like, a lot of times we just dump dirt into our brains with what we ingest every day. Like, if you're never replenishing your mind, just think of all the garbage that's just been fed to it. Especially if you're not guarding your heart, you've got to invest in yourself mentally, okay? And you want to invest in yourself, second key area, emotionally, all right? If you need to see a therapist or a coach or a consultant or a doctor, I'm sorry, that's not emotionally, we'll get to that later. go see somebody, okay? Ain't nothing wrong with it, ain't no shame. I am so glad that, you know, the stigma around mental health is at least lessening. We're seeing more of an improvement than we used to see. You guys know I got my master's in marriage and family therapy, and, you know, clinical services are really near and dear to my heart. I've engaged in therapy for years. Okay. I think even if you don't have what you think is a serious problem, anyone can benefit from really talking to someone who's going to really listen to you. Especially if it's a therapist, really listen to you, really make space for you to be you and share how you feel. Just be that safe space and give you tools and equip you to handle it better. You know, whether it's a coach like me, someone who's really going to listen to you, make that space, help you reflect and understand things in a different way and create a plan for you to move forward, a plan that's uniquely right for you. Okay. Invest in yourself emotionally. You know, get you some friends around you that actually listen to you, actually help you emotionally, don't break you down emotionally, okay? Like, in the third key area is to invest in yourself spiritually. Now, honestly, this is the most important, okay? Listen, I've said this on, like, one of my YouTube videos before. If you're not living for Christ, I would argue that you are not living your best life. I don't know where your best life is at. I'm looking around. I'm trying to find it. Because, listen, Christ, Jesus, salvation, it is the best thing that could ever happen to you, because it transcends any of the great things that you're going to get on the earth. Where's your soul going when you die? Okay. But, you know, what's going to happen to you when you breathe your last breath? What kind of peace do you have about eternity? Okay, because without salvation, ain't no way else to get to the Father except through Jesus, okay? And so that's the ultimate investment, because now we're transcending earth. We're transcending temporal things. We're transcending stuff you can see, feel, touch right now. And now you're making an investment into your soul, into your spirit, into your life for eternity. And honestly, it's the highest form of self-investment and self-care that you can make or do. Because life with God is just so much better, so much more peace. Oh gosh, so much more peace. You never have to do anything alone. And you have a God for you. You have a God that you serve, that is really there for you, that is perfect, knows everything, and truly perfectly loves you. There is no human being on this earth. You can't even love yourself as perfectly as God loves you. The person who knows you the absolute best, the person who can lead and guide you in every single thing and in every single way, the person who can heal and deliver you, you know, the person that you can get to when you can't get to Coach Marie, when you can't get to your therapist, when you can't get to your best friend, when you can't get to your mama, when you can't get to your daddy, okay? Like, nobody else is going to really be there for you and have your back and lead and guide you and set you up for success. Even when you make mistakes, even when you think it's a setback, nobody else has the power to do that except God. Nobody else can do that like God. I'm telling you, ain't no mentor, no coach, no therapist, no doctor, no lawyer, no nobody who's going to have your back and be able to set you up for success and keep you like God. And this is transcending earthly things, okay? This is the highest form of self-investment that you can make. And you need Jesus. You need a savior, okay? We all do. Ain't nobody perfect. We need him, all right? So that, I mean, that's the third key area, but really that is the highest form of self-investment that you could ever make. Just try Jesus, child. He's free. He already paid the price on the cross. So just try him. Truly, genuinely, I mean, you will not be let down. Oh my goodness. All right. Fourth key area is relationally. You need to invest in yourself relationally. And I see a lot of people really kind of taking this not so seriously. You just let anybody hang around your life. You just let anybody be your friend. You just let anybody, you know, kind of talk and speak into your life. You just date anybody. You just let anything go. Like, what's going on here? This is not okay. Because you're never standing still. You're always moving forward or backwards. And the people in your life, the Bible says, walk with the wise and become wise. Walk with the foolish and become foolish, okay? Like, you're really investing in yourself, whether you realize it or not, to your advantage or your disadvantage, with the people that you allow in your life. It is so important, okay? Set up those boundaries. Set those standards, okay? And if you need help with that, for those of you who don't know, you should know, okay? Go to my website, because one of the main services that I offer is the Raise the Bar service. I literally teach you how to set those standards that are right for you, because everybody's standards ain't the same for a reason. How to set those standards that are right for you. How to cultivate those boundaries and keep them. Stop letting people walk all over you. Stop walking all over yourself, okay? Etc. Relationships, you got to invest in yourself intentionally in that area, okay? Fifth key area to invest in yourself in is financially. Ooh, child, financially. Financially. The Bible says that money is a defense as wisdom is a defense, okay? It's not money that's evil. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil, okay? The Bible says that God himself is the giver of riches and wealth. God himself is the one who gives the ability to get wealth. Okay, fix your mindset around money. You don't want to love money. You don't want to idolize money. You don't want to like just want money just so you can consume it upon your lust, like the Bible says, just so you could just buy all bags and all this stuff and everywhere, blah, blah, blah. But it's okay to appreciate money. Okay, God allowed money to be created for a reason. You don't want to love it, but you do want to appreciate it. You want to be literate about your finances. You want to be in the know and wise about your finances. And you can't really do that unless you begin to invest in yourself financially, okay? Do you know how to save? Do you know how you want to save? Are you specific about your financial goals? Do you know what you want to do with all that money you might say you want to have, okay? Do you know what to do when you get money in your hands? Or is it like an itch? You just got to spend it, yeah. You know, what are your financial priorities? One tip that I heard a while ago, I can't remember where it's from, but it's to get clear on your financial priorities. What things are important for you that you want to spend on, and what things are not so important that you could forego spending on. That way, budgeting is easier without you necessarily having to live like you're broke, okay? Some people really love gadgets and technology, and they don't really care that much about eating out. So they are going to prioritize their finances so that they can spend more on the newest phone. They can spend more on the newest camera, as opposed to allowing themselves to go out to Chick-fil-A or a Burger King or Chipotle every day. And they want to do that, right? When it comes to finances, you want to motivate yourself intrinsically. They want to do that because they're seeing, you know, the gain that comes from prioritizing is something they actually really care about. Okay. So you want to invest in yourself financially. Like, there's so many ways to do it. You know, look up YouTube videos, get a financial advisor, you know, start actually paying attention to your checking and banking account or your wallet. You know, start tracking your spending habits, start a savings plan. Even if it's only $5 out of every 20 that you get, you could start somewhere, but you want to invest in yourself so that you don't keep going through the same financial cycles, especially if you come from a background where you have seen what it's like to not have enough, or you have seen what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck, or you have seen what it's like for people to constantly say, I can't afford this, I can't afford that, I can't afford this, or you've grown up in a home where the ideology and the emotion around money was so negative simply because there was never enough. You know, you grew up, maybe you're from, you know, neighborhood like I was, people trapping and robbing to get money, where they begin to idolize money because they've experienced such brokenness around it. If you're from situations like that, you want to invest in yourself financially. Do you want to grow up? Well, we already grow, but do you want to start a family or really get settled in your life and find that you are having the same financial problems that you saw growing up, or that you always said you never wanted to have because you weren't intentional about your finances? You weren't intentional about your money. Okay. No. Who wants to do that? No, but it can happen very fast. So be intentional and invest in yourself. Okay. The sixth key area. Am I right? 2, 4, 6. Yeah, the sixth key area that you want to invest in yourself is physically. Woo! I had to sigh because I'm working on that right now. But physically, man, listen to me. Nobody wants to take this seriously. Okay? And just to go ahead and add, the seventh area is health-wise. Nobody wants to take these two areas seriously until something is wrong, something happens. Okay? You get older. So honestly, sometimes people are not even old nowadays. Stuff is hitting people so young, especially when you look at stress and eating habits. Like, and this is what I mean. Physically and health-wise, you want to invest in yourself, okay? Nobody says you have to be vegan or perfect overnight. But my goodness, you know, what are you eating? Do you move your body at all every day? Okay, especially nowadays when so many people are working from home. Get up and just take a walk outside. Just walk around the block real quick. Okay, if you live somewhere where you really ain't feeling walking like that, okay, because I understand I used to live in a place like that, then go on YouTube and just look up a real quick workout video. Blogilates, Pilates, you know, aerobics. I mean, there's so much, and it's to the point now where you don't even have to leave your house, and you don't have to pay for nothing, to be honest. You just start, I mean, and it's so quick. They got 5-minute videos, 3-minute videos. I mean, if you want to go long, okay, go long or go home. But if you want to go short because you don't even want to get it done, then you can do that too. But you want to invest in yourself physically. You want to move your body somehow every day. If you got to start small, you just walking, okay, do that. If you got to start small, just 3-minute video, do that. Okay, if you got a dog, you want to start small, just walking your dog a little bit farther, a little bit longer every day, do that, okay? And then health-wise, listen, if you need to start small, listen, we all know. Come on now, we all know. We all know what's not the best for us to be eating all the time and what is good for us to eat a lot more than we do. So even if you have to start small and maybe 1 meal a day, you change the way you eat for that 1 meal, you know, do that. Drink more water. Some of us don't even drink water. Okay, drink more water, drink less soda, you know, however little way you want to start, and educate yourself more on these topics, because there's a lot of fad diet, you know, trendy information that goes around, and then you look at the research studies, you look at the science, and it's not backed up by fad. They're just trying to sell you a product. So do your own research, or find you sources that you can actually trust that are evidence-based, so that you're not just falling for every headline that come out, child. Because how long were they selling us this story that dairy milk was good for your bones? How long were they selling us that story? I mean, I think it's just a few years ago everybody found out, hey, that's not true. United States actually has one of the highest rates of osteoporosis. Like, so, you know, do your research. Find really good, credible sources. I mean, really, really, truly, truly, that's so important. The last key area that you really want to invest in yourself in is your future. Oh my gosh. And this really culminates all of what investing in yourself really means, your future. All of these things tie into investing into your future, but I want to say it by itself because there's an intentionality to it. Think about your future. Yes, we don't know if we're going to be here tomorrow, but you don't want to live like this is the only life you got. And then wake up tomorrow, all your money gone, ain't no food in the fridge, you done sold your house. Like, okay, there's a balance of wisdom. You want to appreciate life because you don't know if you'll be here tomorrow. You don't know if you'll be here next week. But there's also that diligence and that wisdom that comes with, okay, but if I am, what I want my life to be like, what I want my body to be like, what I want my health to be like, what do I want my mind to be like, how do I want to feel, you know, what do I want to have, and then being intentional about how you invest in yourself to create that life within God's will. Okay, come on somebody, we're believers. Being intentional about how you want to make that happen, how you want to collaborate with God to make things happen. You can't just sit back. Okay, we were just talking about faith in the last episode. You've got to be intentional. You've got to put some works behind that faith. And a huge part of that always goes back to investing in yourself, okay? So I really, 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 really hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. I mean, it's been a long time coming. I've been talking about investing in yourself for a while. But I say, you know what? I really should sit down and really do an episode on this to go a bit more in depth and help people really understand why it's so important and how to start doing it and why it's not okay to neglect it, okay? Because too many of us think that it's okay to neglect ourselves and pay ourselves dust. And we're really just skating by, just living a mediocre life. You know, we're really just barely making it. We're really living below our means. And we're dissatisfied and unfulfilled and can't figure out why. Okay, because investing in yourself is a process. And the longer you put it off, the longer it takes. Okay, but the sooner you begin, the sooner you can start to see improvement and results. The sooner, you know, the more you'll be prepared for the blessings that you're asking God for. You know, you're asking God for more money, but you don't know what to do with more money if you get it. You know, you go spend it all, waste it all. You don't be asking him for money again in like a month. Like, hence one of the reasons why to go with your faith of asking God to provide for you more in your finances, you need to actually learn more about that and invest in yourself financially, et cetera. It goes like that in every area. It's really a form of faith work. Investing in yourself is really a form of faith work, because whatever you're asking God for, which usually has to do with one of these areas, you need to also be putting in work to support your faith. Remember, I think I said this in the Faith Podcast episode, that faith is not just a noun, it's a verb. Okay, it's not just a noun, it's a verb. And investing yourself is one of the ways that you work it out, that you do something about what you say you want or about what you may want in the future, and especially about what you're asking God for. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Next week, we'll be back on our regularly scheduled programming on Tuesday instead of hump day. Okay. And for those of you who may not have seen it yet, go check out my website, www.ashabethay.com. Follow me on Instagram at MarieXOV, MarieXOV. And let me know, you know, how you're going to invest in yourself. Let me know, even if it's one small change, what are you going to do to invest in yourself and do better by you? Because you are the one that you got to live with for the rest of your life. Even if you get married, what if your husband passed before you or your wife passed before you? Chalice, you and God till you die. And then when you die, it's still you and Jesus. That's why spirituality is the highest form of self-investment. But you got to live with you in your body, with your mind, with your emotions, with whatever money you have or do not have. You got to be with you like for the rest of your life. You may as well invest in yourself, okay? Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave a review and leave a rating. Guys, tell me why I just found out, like a week and a half ago, that my podcast is 5-star rated. How did I not know that? I didn't get a notification or anything. I was just going through all my content. I ended up looking. I was like, I went on Apple Podcasts. I was like, what? So praise the Lord, chill. Anyway, I'll see you guys on the next episode. And finally, if you know you need help investing in yourself, you've been saying you're going to do this, you're going to do that, you're going to do that, and you're going to do this for years, probably. Listen, go to my website and sign up for my Remembering Royalty Specialty Coaching Service, because that's what it's all about. It's all about remembering that you are a daughter and a queen of the Most High God. It's all about understanding what that means so that you can live that out. Understanding your worth, your identity, uplifting that self-esteem, because that lack in self-esteem is usually what causes people to neglect themselves and refuse to invest in themselves, okay? I'll help you really work through those sneaky things behind the scenes that keep causing you to sabotage and pay yourself dust, because you're worth more than that. Okay, you're worth more than that. You deserve better than that. But you can't get to better and more. It's going to be hard for you to really begin to invest in yourself if you got some funky stuff going on with you that usually hinder you from being able to do that. Okay, so make sure you go to my website, www.ashabethay.com. You'll see my coaching services in the gallery, and you just click it and you can book with me at your own convenience. You can put yourself on my schedule, child. That way, you know, you get the time you need, you do what you got to do, and we'll get to work, because everyone deserves to invest in themselves and take care of themselves and really prioritize themselves even as they serve others. All right. All right, so thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'll see you next time. Hi, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please make sure that you become a part of our audience here at the Unstuck Podcast. I'd love to have you back again for the next episode, okay? You don't want to miss it, all right? Follow us on Apple Podcasts and any other podcast platform you're listening on, because you're going to want to hear what's up next, okay? If you're interested in coaching or you just want to learn more about me, make sure you go to my website, www.ashabethay.com. That's ashabethea.com. And I'll see you there. See you next time. Bye, guys.